Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic. We're joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band together on a Friday. It's going to be a good one. We got great stuff lined up for you in the next hour. In a little bit, we're going to continue some Father's Day talk. We got dads being important mentors and deodorant recommenders. I mean, these are on the same level. We'll get into some stuff about dads a little bit later.
It's part of mentoring,
some random facts and stuff. And Father's Day jokes. We want the greatest Father's Day jokes. Share them with us, everybody. You can call them in right here at 715-424-2600 or text us through the Civic Media app. Keep that app handy because in the 11 o'clock hour, you're going to have a chance to get a part of the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest we're doing up and down the state. You have that app handy, everybody. We begin with some entertainment news to wrap up the week. And I cannot get enough of these stories, Terry. Our new Pope, the world's Pope. I know it's for a specific religion, but I just think of the Pope as the world's Pope in many ways. Pope Leo isn't even the most famous guy in his own family, it turns out. The New York Times researched his family tree and found that he's related to a bunch of celebrities. The link is an ancestor from about six generations back. His name was Luis Bacher de Grampa, Luis de Bacher de Grampa. He was born in Quebec. And because of him, Leo is distant cousins of Justin Bieber, Justin Theroux, Angelina Jolie, Hillary Clinton, Jack Kerouac, and Madonna.
Okay, but aren't we, really?
Oh, I know.
If you go far enough back, aren't we all?
Absolutely, absolutely. It feels like it. Well, yeah, right? Yeah, absolutely we are. It's interesting that Leo would be related to Madonna, given the background with her and the Catholic Church and some of those things. A few years ago, Madonna reached out to Pope Francis asking to meet with him to discuss important matters. So she has come full circle with a lot of those things. But it's just interesting,
It is crazy.
I think it's a very strong point, which you're saying there, certainly. You go through anybody's family tree and you're bound to find some relatives, but we've never had an American Pope before. And so I think that these stories, not only are they not going anywhere, we're going to have these for the next couple of years, but I think they're just kind of fun.
I think then there's the debate of, is the Pope more popular or is Justin Bieber more popular?
Yeah.
It's perspective, right?
It's tough. Yeah, it's perspective. Yeah, and what I'm looking forward to, not only these kind of things, certainly, but more and more just learning more about him. I find him to be an interesting person.
Agree.
Speaking of very interesting people that I am enjoying learning more and more about, Lainey Wilson. She has already filmed scenes for her feature film debut, Reminders of Him. It's going to be a big picture, Universal Pictures doing it. Lainey was asked if she was nervous beforehand. She said, you know what? I was not really that nervous, which is really surprising. It's probably my mama's prayers, but I felt like, all right, they called me about the opportunity and trusted me with this, so I guess it's time for me to trust myself too. This hasn't happened a ton in my career, but there's a handful of times where I've been cast for something and I didn't have to audition for it. And I got to say, I hadn't really ever thought about this before until you can find the complete article at wideopencountry.com. I read the full article of hers and her talking about her and wanting to, she doesn't want to be another musician getting into acting just to get into acting. She was doing it because creatively she just thinks it'd be interesting and fun and challenge her, and that's part of why she's doing it. So she's, I don't want to say she's taking it overly serious or anything, but I think she's going into it with a good approach. She's not walking into it like, oh, I can do this, this is no problem. And she's also not walking into it like, oh my God, I got to act now. She's got a good balance there. And I do think that there's a confidence that could be given. I don't like pre-casting. I'm not a big fan of that, but every once in a while it just works. It's just smart. And if you have a role written and you're like, it'd be perfect for this, Lainey Wilson. Seems like a pretty smart casting choice. It's one of the biggest names in entertainment right now. And I think going to be the Super Bowl halftime show. I just keep throwing that out there.
We can only hope.
I Her, Chris Stapleton. I think that's your choices right there.
That would be nice.
Have them both. I don't know. But the thing she was most excited about was the role, that the role was a departure from her day job. She said, after I did Yellowstone, I was like, all right, what's next? And for me, the next thing was playing a role that was not a musician. She didn't want to do something that, you know, here's a character she's
or playing. Like just be the female musician in everything that comes along.
Yeah. Currently, the movie is set for release in February of next year. And, you know, so far, people are, there's some, you know, great momentum going with it and everything. I'm excited to see what she does as an actor. I'm curious to see her as an actor. She's a little different than a lot of the stars we've seen in the year, in these years. So many people, it's so much about their image. And certainly the bell bottoms, the cowboy hat, there's certainly things that she has attached to her image. But I don't think a lot of people, if I asked you, you know, to get, tell me a good description of her face, you could give it. She's a little shy. She's a little as bold and as organic, organically original as she is on stage. She's got a little bit of a shyness to her about her looks. You don't know exactly how her body looks. You don't know exactly how, like, certain stars and in all genres, not just country music, she's not necessarily going out there to sell her body first and then her music next. Like a lot of artists do, and I have no problem with that. That's your business. It's your career. Do what you want to do. She has been much, much more about the music, and if it's going to be about image, I'm going to distract you almost with the bell bottoms and the big and the cowboy hat hanging low. You rarely see her without a hat on. You rarely see her showing her face. It's going to be about her music first. Yes, maybe those other things are going to help sell some music and everything, but you are first going to know her as a musician. And damn, do I respect that.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see. Because just for my money, from what I've seen from her looks, she could easily be going by her looks.
Wow, and it helps she's a great musician.
Yeah. She's darn talented.
Yeah.
And it should be noted, too, for those that don't know, she's been working at this since she was 14. She's been waiting for this opportunity. Like, you were... I think that when I hear from her in interviews and everything, she's one of the few people that I've heard that reminds, this is an odd comparison, but Daniel Radcliffe, the kid that played Harry Potter, he was one of these guys that, I'm so happy to be doing this. This is what I wanted to do. I get to act for a living. All this other stuff I could care less about. I don't care about the interviews. I don't care about my face being on, you know, the front of the magazine or my name being above the title. Just let me do what I love to do. And I get a lot of that from her. I can't speak for her, obviously.
No, but that's definitely the vibe.
Certainly seems like it. And I'm looking forward to seeing her as an actor. That should be interesting. Whoa. We got a new story here, Terry. Whoa. That's my Joey. That's my Joey Lords. Or my impression there. If you've ever wondered how the creators of Friends came up with their characters, like the character of Joey on Friends, we might just have the right answer this morning. Joey Lawrence claims Matt LeBlanc's character was based on his character, Joey Russo, on Blossom.
What?
yeah. Lawrence says, quote, Joey Russo was so successful that when they were creating Friends, they wanted a 25-year-old version of that. So like the grown-up version of the, whoa, Joey on Blossom. Supposedly, Matt's character wasn't even originally called Joey, but they changed it because the Blossom character was so successful. Joey even claims that Matt was sent two tapings of Blossom where he, quote, sit up in the audience with a yellow notepad and take notes.
Interesting.
Okay. He says they wanted Matt to bring the innocence of Joey Russo to Joey Tribbiani so the character could, quote, get away with his womanizing. So they were trying to, like, make him a lighter character because of the womanizing part of it and everything. And that's the, you know, 90s that you were seeing some of those things going on. This is just coming from Joey Lawrence. We're not getting anything from anybody else. So who knows if there's any truth to this? I'm much more curious to know if there's any fact or truth to it than if it actually happened. Because I will say that there's at least a tiny bit of truth in this for sure, because almost every character is based on a previous successful character. That's how TV's been for ages.
I just had a flashback of the Honeymooners.
But when you get a catchphrase in a TV show, I don't know if that's the first one. I'm pretty sure, though, that's the first time a catchphrase became a thing from a TV show. And once that happened and producers saw that worked,
They were trying to do that with every TV show, and they still are. They're still trying to do that. So it's no different than whether we're talking about Urkel or we're talking about the Olsen twins or any show. It's always going to try to have that one character that is kind of the, whether they're the lightheartedness of the show or they're that one kind of just outlier character. They're always trying to do that. That's kind of sitcoms. That's always been the thing. So there's a little truth to this, sure. That Joey character was successful on Blossom. But this is literally, like, I'm scraping the barrel for a connection here. I don't, just because both their characters' names were Joey?
Well, like, yeah, and it's not like the idea of it's a sequel. You know what I mean? Like, he grew up and now this is actually him. So it's interesting.
Well, and I didn't watch, you know, much at all of Friends, but I know so many people that did, like you and such. And I feel pretty comfortable saying the Joey character on Friends had much more depth to it than Blossom's Joey, where all we know was, whoa, it's all he did was, whoa. That was it. There was no depth to that character. At least Matt LeBlanc's character had some depth to it. And it should be noted, Matt LeBlanc, good actor. Very good actor. He's been typed his whole career, going back to Married with Children and everything. But he's had a couple of opportunities to show you he's got more, you know, bona fides than that. He's a solid actor. Not taking anything away from the Friends stuff or anything like that, but he's got more depth to him than I think most people would realize. Let's look at what's new on your small screen, your big screen, and your local theater stage. The NBA Finals Game 4 tonight. Indiana Pacers hosting the OKC Thunder. Pacers are surprising a lot of people out there, up 2-1. If you watch basketball, I don't think you should be that surprised, but a lot of people are blown away. Oh, Indiana. Yeah, they've been good all year, man. They got a coach that won a title already. You know, they got a great coach. And I don't know, if you're a basketball, here's the other thing, too. Everybody was making the same joke about the NBA Finals, that nobody was going to watch, and Adam Silver's got to be losing his mind. And so far from what we're seeing, the ratings are fine, and people are coming to it because people like basketball. And shockingly, guess what? You don't need the East or West Coast teams.
I was just going to say, and don't you think, though, when it's Midwest, it's even more...
Yeah, I think so. I think you got a lot of different things, storylines that are going on with this, and especially if Indy goes up 3-1, man, you are going to see people coming to there for the ratings, because everybody was crowning OKC, and rightfully so. It was an amazing team this year. They've got a great, they've been gearing up for this. This is really supposed to be OKC's coming out party, where they're letting the whole world know about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and all these players. We're having a changing, this is one of the toughest things in sports, the changing of the guard. When you move on from Brady to Mahomes, when you move on to LeBron to a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or a Wemby or some of these things. So the NBA is also in flux with that. That didn't help anything as far as that goes. But I'm excited. I think we're going to have a back-and-forth series. I wouldn't be surprised OKC wins tonight, and then Indy wins in Game 5, and you get a 7-game series. Cleaner, starring Daisy Ridley, is new on Max today. That looks pretty good. You've also got, Saturday night, the Stanley Cup Finals continue. The Edmonton Oilers host the Florida Panthers. That game is tied up 2 games apiece, and almost every game has gone to overtime. It's just been awesome.
Isn't that super cool, though? That's how a championship should be, right? Like, your two most evenly matched teams.
Between last year's and this year's, I could not have been happier with the Stanley Cup Finals. I've been just excited. And for me, as much as I am a homer and I love my teams to be in it and everything, I kind of like when I don't have a dog in the race or anything like that. It's just kind of fun to just watch the game and just enjoy the games. Sunday night on ABC, the series premiere of Underdogs. Ryan Reynolds narrates this National Geographic series focused on the outcasts of the animal kingdom. It looks pretty good.
Oh,
looks
funny. That sounds cute.
He's a good narrator, too. That looks pretty good. Sunday on the History Channel, the series premiere of Hazardous History with Henry Winkler. In each hour-long episode, Henry Winkler, the Fonz, looks back at the dangerous pastimes, practices, and products of the past that would never be allowed today. Interesting.
Jarts.
Definitely jarts. They have to be on that list. Oh, there's a picture of it right there.
Seriously?
Yes, there's a picture of it right on the logo. On the logo, they got darts. That's awesome. I'd love Henry Winkler doing this, too. That's really cool. I see him on social media and stuff, but I don't get to see, we don't see him act and do things like this very often. That's cool. And the big movies coming out this weekend. It's not a whole lot of stuff. The Life of Chuck got a limited release. It's based on a Stephen King novel.
Ew.
Materialists, starring Dakota Johnson, Chris Evans, and Pedro Pascal. That one's a big one that's being released. But How to Train Your Dragon, the live-action version, is the big one coming out this weekend. A lot of people excited about that one.
I didn't know that I don't have time in the weekend to get there, but I really liked the animated
My How father loves that.
I really like it a lot. So I would consider this. Mm-hmm.
My dad got one over. He was on the fence, but he got one over when he found out the guy who voices the dad in the cartoons is also going to be the dad in this. Gerard.
Oh, really?
And it's Gerard Butler, one of the finer actors you're going to see. He's really good and perfectly cast in both the voice and the live action thing. He's just good.
That's cool.
You'll remember him as the Phantom of the Opera in the Phantom of the Opera movie, and also in the lead actor in the 300 movie. He's just good. He's a great one. And the kid in it is really good too. I don't know these series very well, but I will say Toothless, I think his name is. That's the coolest dragon I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That is easily the coolest dragon I've ever seen.
Like I said, I really like the animated.
And on your local theater stage, yesterday we were joined by Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater Silver Foxes. Linda Garsky was in with us, and we were able to cut the interview to just a short amount of time. Linda and I get together, and we get talking, and especially if there's nothing to keep us from
you just... You segmented it into three shows?
I'm surprised we're not still talking. Yeah. I'm surprised she wasn't here when you got
here. Oh, that was her leaving
morning.
When
yeah,
I came?
Yeah, that's exactly, okay. Yeah. And we had a lot to talk about, because our Silver Foxes have a tribute to Laugh-In that is continuing today at 6 o'clock. What a great Friday night show. That's going to be fun. Check that out. Enjoy the Silver Foxes, and keep in mind you can be a part of the Silver Foxes. Find out more by going to wrctheater.org. wrctheater.org. Buy local, support local, support the arts, and enjoy our Silver Foxes tonight, a tribute to Laugh-In, 6 o'clock at the WRCT Auditorium. And then next, is it the 19th? Is next Thursday? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The WRCT Youth Theater will be at Lunch by the River with Snow White and the Seven Endings.
Oh, that's fun.
That is going to be so cool. That is going to be a great one. Some great entertainment for you at Lunch by the River, brought to us by our youth theater from WRCT. That's going to be great. Get to wrctheater.org to get your tickets for the main stage, or maybe fill out an audition sheet for some of the main stage shows. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And, of course, get on over there to check out all the great things going on over there. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Remembering Brian Wilson on this day.
My husband has been playing Beach Boys like crazy this week.
Yeah, I believe
it. They have way more songs than you realize that. And I suppose when you're intentional and you sit down and listen to like an album, you don't realize.
Yeah. We're continuing some dad talk here. We're a little wave away from Father's Day this weekend and stuff, and many kids will take to social media to pay tribute to their fathers and for their mentorship, and some may also thank them for their advice on body odor. In a new poll, 70% of people who grew up with a father in their lives said that their dad was, quote, one of the greatest mentors in their life. And 17% said that their dad is the person they go to most when they need advice. Another 25% said their father is the person they call first in a stressful situation when they need help or support. All interesting numbers and interesting stats.
Yeah, and just a thought, though. Mm. If you have the opportunity, actually tell your dad instead of just popping it up on social media.
Right on. Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Pick up the phone if you're not going to see him in person and actually say... I mean, you can still post it on social media,
sure. But
it's like... I always think that's weird when people post these big, long tributes, but they don't actually say it to the person.
It is very weird. Yeah, I'm with you. In fact, 29% said that they've called their dads for help in the last week. Dads have also been helpful when it comes to self-care, teaching their kids the importance of maintaining their physical and mental health and having a polished look and appearance. Between 25 and 40% of people agree with all that. The dads do those things. Of men who grew up with a dad, 32% said that they learned how to tie a tie from him. 29% used their shaving cream when they were young, and 26% used their deodorant. So not just learning from their dad, but using their stuff.
Yeah. I'm getting okay. So the visual that I keep getting is like, "Yo, Jimmy, you stink."
Yep.
Throws you a deodorant.
Jimmy, have you thought about deodorant? It's exactly how that would go. Yeah. Another 26% said their dad bought them their first deodorant, which is something, again, that my father would do. Like, hey, Jimmy, you need this. You know, it's time.
Okay,
it's,
but it's let's just be honest. He did not go buy it. Your mom bought it, and he slipped it to you. He didn't go buy it. Or if he did, he didn't buy it at, like, you know, somewhere cost effective, like where, you know, like the moms, like, we're out going to, you know, like a big box store to get it. He probably, like, picks it up at the gas station where it costs like 17 times what it should.
It's exactly how that would go. And I can tell you exactly how it went with my parents. My mom bought the deodorant, said to my father, Jimmy stinks.
Here, you give it to him.
Yeah, yeah. And then he gave it to me and stuff. Yeah. So my dad, and I've been honest about this, and he wants me to be honest about these things, was here and there a bit growing up and everything. But, there was certainly stuff that I learned from him. And a lot of the things I learned from my dad, there was stuff where he sat you down and we actually talked about it. But most of the stuff I learned was from watching and seeing how he handled
little
things.
Osmosis, right?
Yeah, yeah. And my father, I think really when it comes to leadership, he's maybe the first person I learned what that was from. Because my dad didn't sit down and say, hey, I'm going to be a leader now, or hey, I'm going to be a man now. He just did it. Like, you know, and that's to me, that's what it is to be those things, isn't to just go to social media and tell everybody you're doing these things or make sure that your friends and family know that, hey, I'm a good dad, or hey, I'm doing this. Just do it. Just doing it and being that example. And then there are things my father taught me that he didn't, you know, wasn't setting out to, but boy, did he help me with those that I am not going to avoid the rest of my life.
Oh, your poor mother.
She's in the middle of all of that, by the way. Yeah, yeah. Because if it hasn't become clear to the audience, I was a knucklehead. I was not easy to raise. When it comes to the other part of this, too, that I think is great and always good to know when it comes to Mother's or Father's Day, when we talk about certainly growing up with a father or having a, you know, whatever a traditional father is, whatever those things mean, there are so many dads out there, stepdads, father figures. There are so many of them making impacts every single day, teachers out there, leaders, community leaders, you know, that are doing this stuff and doing the job that we greatly appreciate.
Spend a little time this weekend, show your appreciation.
I mentioned that about my father, but I had my grandfathers, both former military members, and both very different human beings, but both helped raise me as well. Between those three gentlemen, and I know that there were other influences in my life. My Uncle Ed and people like that that were very helpful and very. And I think this comes back to the whole it takes a community kind of vibe when it comes to kids. You could be the greatest father of all time. It shouldn't just be your influence on your kid. If things are going right in your society, in your world, I think that your kid has many influences like that. And I think they're all noteworthy, and especially noteworthy when we talk about people who don't have their dad around. And these things can be a little, you know, sensitive or triggering for people out there. I feel for you. We're thinking of you. And I cannot wrap my mind around something like that. But boy, I've come close a couple of times in my lifetime, especially at a young age. And I feel for that. So I think all that stuff is noteworthy when we're celebrating and talking about dads, and certainly dad jokes. We are going to get into that in a little bit. I cannot wait.
As painful as they are.
This is one of my subjects. Over the years, I've gotten a little bit better with the dad jokes and everything. There's also something where you hit a certain age, I feel like, where corny jokes all of a sudden become funny.
Yeah, and it's just okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden the eye roll is gone and they're funny.
What
is up with that?
I don't know I don't know what age that is, but there's certainly, just like your metabolism goes on you.
All of a sudden you just roll over the...
Yep. Yeah. It's all of a sudden that joke that you didn't laugh at a year ago, now you're like, oh, that's funny. Oh, that's good. I got to tell Fred about that. Fred! We'll be back after our new sports and partner break here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. 80s Friday for Terry and I. Hope you're having a good one out there. We got to talk dad jokes, everybody. And we want audience participation. 715-424-2600. You can also dial us up through the Civic Media app or text us through the app. Go ahead and we want the best dad jokes, keeping in mind we are a PG show. But we will love dad jokes.
I don't think there's any dad jokes that are outside of PG.
No.
That's part of what, you know, that's part of why we use it, why you, when you're younger, you eye roll them. Like, they're so corny.
Right. Someone asked the internet, what joke will your dad just not let go of? So my papa, my dad doesn't have too many of these go-tos, but he's got some. But my papa is really known for them. And maybe it was because I dealt with, you know, later in life and some of those things. But I know that there were jokes that he would tell. He would also do the same, similar jokes to my dad and my Uncle Ed. So his sons, he would do a very similar thing. If I was sitting in front of the TV, you know, Jimmy, your head makes a better, you know, head than a window or whatever. Anytime, my whole life, I would say, you know, especially when I was living with them, hey, I'm going to jump in the shower. Thank you. It was always, thank you, Jimmy. It's about time, or something like that. Or, you know, don't jump, you know.
Thus, you know, he was probably recalling when he slipped your dad the deodorant.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I think that dad said, you know, maybe not your your go-to joke of, you know, knock-knock or anything like that. But I think all dads have their go-to humor.
You know, so our Rotary Club here in town, whenever whoever is the president for the year, like, usually comes up with some kind of little something. Well, this year it's Ron Rasmussen, who's our superintendent of schools. Yeah, he's the president, yeah, right through June. Well, he every week he's like, okay, your dad joke of the week, and we're like, we didn't really want dad jokes, you know, like, so that it's very funny because I'm kind of the one in the back, and I'm always like, yeah, I always give him the groan, you know. He'll be like, yes, oh, your dad joke of the week. I'm like, oh, then I'm like, how many more weeks? So nice. in his honor, this is his dad joke for this week.
Cool.
Go to bed early. The cows are already asleep in the field. And the son says, so what? And the dad says, it's pasture bedtime. Wah, 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 wah.
I like that. Here we go with some other ones we have. If anyone says, I have a question, my dad always responds, does it involve a woodchuck? Okay, I guess. Yeah, how many would chuck? Okay, yeah. Do you have holes in your socks? No. Well, then how do you put them on?
I mean, fair.
Oh,
but
yeah, that's yes. Anytime someone says "see you later," he says "thanks for the warning."
Yeah, I say that to some that's a good one. Some
that's
people.
A good one. That's a good one.
Not all people, but some.
Every time I ask him where one of my brothers is, he responds, "Oh, I forgot him. Won't tell me where they actually are." Every single time, like, just the, "Oh, I forgot him," something like that. Where do we put him? Where do we? Dad, can you make me breakfast? Abracadabra, abracadabra, your breakfast. Yeah, the whole thing. Like, oh, I'm hungry. Oh, well, nice to meet you, hungry. I'm, you know, James. When paying with a credit card, every time he says, hope it works, we just found it in the parking lot.
Oh, my goodness.
That is something my father would do. That is definitely something.
That just reminded me. Okay, earlier this week. My gosh, that was this week. We were at my daughter's college orientation, right? And so we're in line in the bookstore to buy something. And the couple behind us, and of course, they're almost college age son, the dad puts on a cap, like a baseball cap, and the wife goes, oh, you should get that, that looks really nice on you, or whatever. And he turns and he's like, really, Susan, flirting with me in public? And like makes this big, I mean, yes, like goofy, yes, dad joke theme. Yes. And that poor boy, like their son, was just like crawling in a hole going, no, don't do this in front of people.
I am more angry than a piano player in a marching band. I guess that's a joke. I guess that just seems more like a phrase, though. Like, now, dad phrases, that's a whole other topic. Oh, that's Lord. A whole other category, yeah, right there. There are, what are the go-to dad phrases? That's another. That's a good one, right? Next year, we got to do that one. That's a good one. Whenever a server comes by after a meal, do you want a box for your burger? No, but I'll wrestle you for the fries. Okay, you really have to have the waiter having that exact phrase. Otherwise, that joke, you're just sitting on it. New Year's jokes. Happy New Year. Wow, I'm so tired. I haven't slept all year. Or the next day, time for a shower, kids. You haven't bathed all year. Or basically anything like, oh, I haven't seen you since last year. Or any of those jokes. Yes. Whenever someone blows their nose, you think it's a cold, but it's not.
What?
I like this one, and this one has a lot of ties to creeds and different whatever family, you know, whatever your father's origin might be. For this one, someone said, my dad is Chinese, and anytime he shows someone how to do something easily, he calls right away. He says ancient Chinese secret. That's funny. That's good. That's
except
what, like,
people don't know that anymore.
Right.
They have to be like our generation or
you
older.
You do kind of have to be. My father, it was always something about this comes from the boot. You know, this comes from the old boot or from the old country or something like that. He would do a lot of those. And I don't know half the time if people understood he was kidding or not. I'm not sure. Whenever someone says they're going to take a shower, my dad's response is, hey, be sure to put it back when it's done, when you're done. Yeah.
Wow.
There's so many good ones. Share with us, everybody. We know there's more of them out there. We'd love to hear from you. I think a lot of it for me is certainly as you get older, you start to appreciate things a little bit more. And if you're fortunate, even if you're as overly serious as I am, you start taking things a little bit lighter, and it just opens you up for this stuff more.
Well, it's just the playfulness of it, right?
Yeah.
The connection.
Well, speaking for myself here, I don't laugh enough. I don't have enough opportunities to laugh. I'm just taking them more and more. Just, you know, it doesn't have to be the world's funniest joke. It sometimes, I say this too. With my dad, my whole life, it almost doesn't matter what we're talking about, but especially with comedy, it's so much of the attempt in him putting the effort in and wanting to make his kids laugh and trying to lighten the moment or something like that. We had a pretty heavy, you know, time in the early years. My mom and dad and I we needed the light moments. And my father's humor, my dad's sense of humor, I don't think it's far-fetched to say saved us in many ways. My mom and I are way too serious and we took things way too heavy and too serious. My father was that perfect balance of that stuff where my dad got things done. My father, for all of his hangups, for anything you could say about that man, one of the greatest work ethics you would ever meet. And that intention, with also taking life a little bit lighter, was a perfect balance between what I can only imagine must have been a nightmare some days dealing with my mother and I.
But when you're a serious person and somebody says, oh, you got to lighten up, doesn't that just make you
drives
mad?
You crazy.
It makes you mad. Yeah. Like, it doesn't make you be like, oh, yeah, I should, you know. It's like,
that, that one and, what are you angry about? Well, I wasn't before that. Now I'm wondering, what should I be angry about?
My least favorite phrase in the world is, it's fine.
Oh, yes.
Like, people in my house say that, and I might threaten their lives. Like, do not say to me, it's fine.
No.
It's the same. I mean, it's basically the same. It's code for lighten up.
Yeah.
And it makes me mad.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. 100% with you. I want to remind everybody that today is the final day to get in on Civic Media's Scani Summer Text to Win contest. We're doing this up and down the state. All of our Civic Media stations are a part of this one. This is where we're giving you a chance alternatively every hour in the top of the 11, 2, and 4 o'clock hours for today to either win $100 cash or a pair of Brewers tickets club level. We also got you in the running from this for two grand prizes, either a Wisconsin vacation for in Baraboo or the Dells area or Door County getaway. And each one of these, we're paying for the gas for you to get there.
Cool.
I love that. I love that.
That's awesome.
Part of this. We've been having a lot of fun with this one. I do want to send a shout out to our marketing team, all of our sponsors, everybody that makes this stuff happen and works hard behind the scenes to make it happen. All of our other DJs out there and everybody working, getting these words out there. And most importantly, all of you playing along, downloading the Civic Media app, supporting what we're doing here. We're a young company and we appreciate that support and really appreciate you guys out there because you guys give us bragging rights. We are technically in a small market, but our numbers, we hang with Madison and some of these other places because this area, you guys love what we do and we appreciate that. We're always going to back you and support this area because you guys got our back. And you show it every time you're in on this. Get ready, just not even like 20 minutes away, not even a half an hour away from that 11 o'clock word. Be listening for that. And then again at the 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock hours for our last day of doing this, the Scani Summer Text to Win contest. I'm not going to have to wait another year to say Scani. I like saying that. Terry and I will take a quick commercial break. We will come back, getting into our schedule, some good events going on in our area, and some good stories of the day all coming up right here at the Morning Show on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Time to wrap up the morning show for the week. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. All you listeners out there, the best listeners in radio, all of our co-hosts, our guests, we appreciate you. Been a fun week. We'll be back at this next week. Melissa and Seth and I will be hanging out with you on Monday. Looking forward to it. I have a great week of guests and fun and giveaways and all kinds of cool stuff. And I want to remind everybody about some great things we got going on here at the stations, at the networks, both here and at WIRI. First off, for today, again, keep on listening for that Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest word coming up in the 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 4 o'clock hours. Text that to us. Good luck to everybody out there. And at 2 o'clock, you'll have a new couple editions of the Rapids Report to listen to, streaming exclusively at WFHR.com. Thank you so much to everybody who has been supporting the show, sharing it on your social media. We have had a lot of fun with our guests. They've been enjoying the new layout and the way we've been doing it, and we appreciate that from everybody. Today, we're going to have Matt on from Assumption Schools. We're going to talk about some great things going on over there. As a side note, quick shout out to the Lady Royals soccer team. Winning yesterday against Aquinas, going on to the state championship. That's pretty cool.
Super fun.
We will have that game for you on WIRI 350. Our pregame will kick off. Assumption Girls versus Washburn is where the game. They'll be taking on Washburn for that game. And Michael and Seth will have that one for you on Saturday afternoon, 350, right over there at 105.5 WIRI. Also, for today's Rapids Report, will be brought by Haley and Maggie are going to be joining us from Visit Rapids, our great friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. That's going to be another fun interview. I mentioned the soccer on the radio. That's not the only sports we got for you here at WFHR, the home of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Of course, we got Raptor baseball all weekend long, literally all weekend long. Tonight, the boys of summer are hosting the Wausau Woodchucks. Not a good game last night. Not a good game.
Yeah, a little rough.
A pretty rough one. So let's get things right. We just came off of a three-game winning streak. Let's start another one tonight. And what better team to start it against than your rivals?
And it's a firework Friday. Yeah. I mean, great night to be at the ballpark.
Oh, get over to Winterfield tonight, everybody. We'll meet you there. It's going to be a really fun one. And then more Raptor baseball tomorrow night. The boys are hosting Fond du Lac, 6:20 start time. And then on Sunday, earlier start time, 12:50, they're going to be in Fond du Lac for that one. On Monday, taking on Traverse City. At Winterfield, so that'll be a good game. Looking forward to that. And want to remind everybody about Bluegrass at the Lake. That is going strong. Be sure to check that out. Had a great opening night yesterday and more stuff going on today and tomorrow. Keep in mind they've got raffles and 50-50 drawings going on and things like that. A lot of good merchandise and food down there for sale. And on Saturday, there'll be the Touch a Truck in the Field from 10 to 2. They'll have St. John's Pie Ladies down there as well.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
That's always great. And of course, the music. My God, the music. They got some great stuff. Shout out to Southbound kicking things off yesterday with the Silas Powell Band. Today at 4:30 to 5:30, the Nisho River Boys. 6 to 7:30, our good friend Art Stevenson in the High Water. 8 to 9:30, Silas Powell Band. And 10 to 11:30, Sorting the Mail. That's a great name. I love that name. Saturday, things will wrap up with great music as well. 12 to 1:30, Handpicked Bluegrass. 2 to 3:30, the Silas Powell Band. 4 to 5:30, Big Tooth Bluegrass Band. 6 to 7:30, Chain Station. And 8 to 9:30, Chicken Wire Empire. Great names. Bluegrass has such good names. This is all going to be really good. And on top of all that, we're going to be there live and direct. We'll be there from noon to 2 tomorrow over our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. Laura and Seth are going to tag team that for us. I don't think a lot of people realize this, but Laura and Seth, a legendary tag team. They've held the belts many times. They're a very good tag. No, it's going to be a lot of fun. Come on down. Say hi. Stop by the booth. Say hi to Laura and Seth. I believe that they're going to have some of those WIRI sunglasses cool. down there. So go and say hi and support what we're doing. We appreciate everybody in those two being a part of that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Seth's got a busy. I'll be covering those remotes, and then Seth will be covering the sports, the soccer game tomorrow night. Looking forward to it. Also looking forward to some community events going on that are always fun. And not just our community, but our surrounding communities, because that's what we do around here at WFHR. You go to the WFHR newsletter, you see what I'm talking about. We focus and we give you Wisconsin Rapids news more than anybody else. Nobody is giving you all the news we are. I don't say that egotistically. I say it in pride. And I also know that nobody's covering this area of central Wisconsin like we are. And that includes Pittsville. Pittsville's 2025 FFA and FFA Alumni Dairy Breakfast is taking place this Saturday, the 14th. It'll be going on from 7 to 11:30 over at Grass Ridge Farm, a Heifer facility over at 7916 Apple Road in beautiful Pittsville. You can find out more about this by going online and checking it out.
I like a good dairy breakfast.
Yeah.
It's always fun.
There's nothing like it. Nothing like it. And our Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market is going to be going strong tomorrow. It's back for the season. Check it out every Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 1 over at 220 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids, right along that beautiful Wisconsin River. When we talk about buying local, supporting local, this is one of those things we encourage you to support.
I mean, and egg rolls.
Yeah, they got...
Like, I can't go there without getting an egg roll.
When I was a kid, my mom took me to some farmers markets, and they were really fun, and I enjoyed them. They're nothing like the farmers markets of today. They have gone above and beyond with farmers markets, and ours here in Rapids is really, they really go above and beyond. It's something that you bring the kids down there for, you enjoy, you have fun. Check it out. Our downtown farmer market going on this Saturday. It's back for the season, 8 to 1, over at 220 First Avenue South, right here in Rapids. We had the gang from Family Natural Foods in the other day, and just wanted to touch on this again because this is a really great presentation that they have, their free wellness seminar, Natural Medicines That Outperform Drugs. Great topic, an important one, and one that has been around for quite a while now, and something that more and more people are curious about, looking forward to learning more about through this great presentation that they are going to have on Wednesday, June 25th at 5:15. They got a big turnout for these usually, so it won't be at the store. It'll be right next door to them at that beautiful First Baptist Church in 910 McKinley Street right here in Rapids. You can RSVP by giving them a call, 715-423-3120, 423-3120. This is going to be a really great presentation. The gang at Terry Naturally, Terry's the godfather of this industry, really. And when it comes to him and his staff, nobody knows the stuff that they do.
Anytime I listen to his show, or every time I should say, I learn something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's always a takeaway that it's like, oh, wait, I never thought about that.
Be sure to, that show that Terry's talking about, Terry Talks Nutrition, is on every Saturday for you. Be sure to check that out Saturday mornings. And again, a big thank you to Family Natural Foods, not only sponsoring that show, but Playmakers, which is going to be on later today. Join us as Quality Plus Printing Family Natural Foods Playmakers. We speak sport. We'll be on from 4 to 5 today on 105.5. We'll be taking your sports calls and feelings. I think Seth will be sitting in with me. I want to talk a little bit about this trade the Brewers just made with my White Sox, and a couple of other things going on in sports, and certainly a big sports weekend.
I still think you're brave because you always say we talk feelings. Ugh.
we do. Sports is all about feelings. Let nobody fool you otherwise. Sports is all about feelings and emotions and letting them out. And that's what we want. We want your sports takes and feelings. Get them out of your system. Playmakers, we speak sport. Looking forward to all of that. And Terry, before we get to some world good stories of the day, I did want to just catch up with you guys at the United Way one more time. I know that you guys have a couple of different things going on right now, including the Stuff the Bus and some of those things.
Yeah, so if you have...
Stuff the desk.
Yeah, stuff the... Well, both, actually. Yeah. So you can register now for free school supplies. If your child qualifies for free and reduced lunch, they also qualify for free school supplies from the Stuff the Desk. I mean, the way that we get those school supplies is from Stuff the Bus. I don't know why we have two different names. It's very confusing. We need to just get to one name. But Stuff the Bus is our school supply drive that happens at Lunch by the River on August 7th this year. So United Way is the sponsor that day. We encourage you to, in the meantime, gather school supplies. Maybe when you go to the store, you buy a couple folders each time and store those up. Bring them down to us at Lunch by the River on August 7th. And all of those will be distributed then at the school supply distribution events that will take place on August 15th and 16th. But again, those do require pre-registration. So to register your students, you visit uwswac.org, our website, click on the banner, and then you need to put in information about your students. If you need assistance with that, you could call 211 between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday, and one of our resource specialists can walk you through the form. But we do need to collect information on your student, what grade they'll be in, in, what school they go to, those types of things. And then you pick your, when you register, you pick your pickup time. So that is the urgency, I guess, in the pre-registration, is that, you know, if you know that you're going to be out of town on August 16th, or you know you have to work a second shift on August 15th, you know, there's limited time slots. So you do need to, again, you need to pre-register, you pick your pickup time, and then you come to East Junior High during that time slot, and it is a drive-through type distribution. So, you know, there's definitely some logistics to it, and we appreciate people pre-registering and following through on this so that you can get free school supplies for your kids, and we can provide as many items as possible. One other note just about this event is something new, I guess a little value add this year, is we do have a list. When you go to the registration page, we do have a list of what supplies your student will receive, so that you have time, you know, the rest of summer, right, to gather up the other items, because we can't provide 100% of every list, and each teacher sometimes has a different little, maybe just a unique thing that they want for their classroom, and we can't necessarily pivot. If you think about, you know, there's over 100 classrooms in our service area, we can't always, you know, identify each of those individual things, but the bulk of what they need is provided. So you do need to pre-register, and we also need help with school supplies. Also through this weekend, collecting diapers for the diaper drive that ran Mother's Day through Father's Day, looking for diapers, wipes, and creams. Those can be dropped off at the United Way office in Wisconsin Rapids today till 4 o'clock, or Monday 8:30 to 4. And if you're in the Adams County side of our service area, you can make drops at the Adams County Library in Adams Friendship, at the Rome Library, and also at the County Market in Adams Friendship. So those are the four drop points that we have. And you know, monetary donations to support any of these things, stuff the bus, the diaper drive, those can be made at our website as well.
UWSWAC.org. Be sure to head on over there, UWSWAC.org, and get in on the Great Book Giveaway. They've got another event coming up today at Lester Public Library of Rome at 1:30, and on Monday at the YMCA, they'll be here in Rapids at the YMCA at 10:30. We'll talk more about that next week. Find out more at UWSWAC.org. Also, take in some local theater today, everybody. 7 o'clock, a tribute to
You'll be early or late.
Just, you know, you'll get a good seat.
Get a good laugh.
Get over to the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, take in a tribute to Laughing, the Silver Fox's latest production. That will be really good. A cop, a paramedic, and two Good Samaritans pulled a 68-year-old woman from a burning car in New York on Sunday. Her car was on its side and fully engulfed. They had to get her by smashing through the sunroof. It's all on video, and it is incredible video. And the only way I was able to watch it is knowing how it ended. I'll be completely honest. Like, I'd read the article beforehand and stuff, but it's moving. And it just really speaks to how not only the things that our paramedics, our police officers do, and the way that they put themselves on the line so often, but the way that just you know, or people just in general wanting to help them do their job, and some of those things. It's a really, really beautiful moment to see strangers helping strangers.
Yeah, great story.
And there's a video of a 5-month-old baby apologizing to people after an 8-hour flight. She doesn't really apologize. Babies can't talk. But her parents flew from London to Atlanta with her and decided to hang around while people deboarded and say, "Hey, here's the reason you couldn't sleep." It was actually pretty funny. It actually really lightened things up. It was kind of a funny move. Well played by that.
It is sweet, but you know, you always have that one that'll still stink eye a baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, like, what the heck? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Fly your own plane then. You know? Terry, great show. Thanks for everything.
You bet.
And thank you to the best listeners in radio. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.